All right, welcome to the pre-show for today, the 14th of May, 2019. We're going to go back to 2015 for this encore show that we're going to do here for you today. Now, this is a Paul Tubby Lane show, and you may not remember that character.
That character is kind of a cross between Raj Fanin, early Raj Fanin, because Raj Fanin sounded more like this, you know, back when I started to do him.
They all kind of were built off of Bud Dickman, now that I think about it.
They have this kind of froggy voice. Raj Fanin sort of, you know, this is Raj Fanin. He sounded like that. I think he sounds more realistic now.
And Steve Bozell started out
as Jack, Steve Warnell. He talked like this. And Paul Tubby Lane
is the same sort of mutation. He's the only one of those voices that's left, and I don't even do him anymore. He was born in the South when I was working in the South when I was in Atlanta and later when I was in Florida from all the obsession that they have down there with NASCAR. And I thought that he was a great...
It's Paul Tubby Lane. I love the Daytona 500. It's the greatest spectacle in racing and all that bullshit.
So I thought this would be a good character to... mess with, and I used him for that. I basically used Paul, and I don't know where I got the Tubby Lane thing from. I think it was some basketball coach has got a nickname of Tubby. I think I just incorporated that. But yeah, you know, he was. I had a decided distaste for NASCAR, certain aspects of it. I got a decided distaste for redneck culture anyway. I mean, I know it probably a lot of people think I'm an asshole because of that, and I could give a fuck, but. Maybe it's because I come from the West. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I come from a bunch of hippies and I don't really come from a country Western orientation. I take people individually. And I have individual friends that you could call redneck and I love them dearly. They're like brothers and sisters to me. But as a subculture, I don't give a fuck, you know. So that was my way. Paul Lane was my little way of digging into the redneck world, you know, and I think it's one of the reasons why I'm having a very difficult time with football now, because what Trump did is he brought out of the fan base that contingent that I wasn't really aware of when I was a football fan, and that was the redneck contingent, probably I was like one of them, you know, back when I was really in my 30s and I was a rabid fucking Rams fan. And I got into fights at the stadium, and I did all that stupid shit. And I was, you know, I wore my blue and my gold, and I thought, you know, the Rams, the sun rose and set on the Rams. Well, I like to think that I grew up. But with this whole thing, with the goddamn, you know, the players protesting police brutality, and all these fucking white redneck motherfuckers. See, so that, and I noticed it at the Derby. They sang the national anthem at the Derby, and all these fucking motherfuckers are up in the stand drinking their goddamn mint julep, pulling their fucking dicks, wearing their hat, don't have the common decency to take their fucking hats off, all a bunch of white people, and I didn't hear one goddamn bit of criticism, except for me. I noticed it, you know. So all of that shit goes into one big lump of pot, you know, that I just call the shit redneck pot, and I don't, so I you know, that... Whether you wanted to hear it or not, that's the explanation. Having said all that, we're going to listen to Paul Lane. Am I right about that? No, goddammit. Paul Lane is the classic podcast. Yeah. The show we're going back to is May 14th from 2015. And May 14th from 2015 is different. It is, forgive me for going on and on and on about rednecks. I guess I just have a... This show, oh yeah... This is Don Mixa and Don Berman singing at the Sea Beast in Kihei, Maui, Hawaii. They are there to debate Deflategate, but it all goes wrong when club owner Mike Ohoa gets a whiff of Mixa's breath. Later on, Larry Grover promotes his upcoming Periscope appearance, so... So that's where that's at. Okay, so that's the encore show we're doing. And then the classic is the...
Hey, thanks to everyone. It's, you know, been so hard.
What the hell?
I'm enjoying my life.
What did I say that the classic is? Or something else.
There was a very...
very good point. Enjoying life.
And I want to bring on Mike Ohoa, who is our
Mike Ohoa.
Host there at the CB.
Now, when does this thing start?
Hi, Phil Hendry here. Got me, man. Hi, it's Phil.
Boy, this motherfucker is really hurting, dude. The levels are all fucked up on this. Adam, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Jesus Christ, man.
Right. Testing one. Rock and roll? Yeah, baby. Journey? Fuck. Holy Christ.
I mean, what is with this thing? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
The man. Voice. Fuck the voice. Fuck you, voice.
Fuck the voice.
God damn
Hello.
It. Fucking game show, man. It's a fucking game show. It's like the next guy that wins Jeopardy. Why don't we have that guy head up the National Institute of Health? There's a great idea.
Why
Anybody
are the levels so fucking low in this goddamn thing?
Or some shit.
God damn it.
Huh? Huh? Yeah. You like that?
God fucking. Get your boat back. Shag your ass back to that big sailed ship there. James Cook is this and that. I said, well, all right, it's on. I brought the warriors down from the villages in the high plains, in the mountains and jungles, to the north. And we sent word by way of conch shell to the people in the southern shores, and they came.
What the fuck is wrong with this, man?
So.
Oh, dude.
We got back at you anyway.
Oh, man, I know what happened. Oh, shit, I know. Oh, fuck.
When the lid ripped off that, did you read about that?
Oh,
fuck
dude.
Me. I was on my
I
way to
I know what happened, man.
We were giving a folk festival, you know, in California at one of the universities there. I had a grass skirt, and I had bones in my hair and to make it look good for the
dude, I know
stone.
What happened, man. I know what happened,
You
man.
And me and bleh.
All fucking day I've been bitching and pissing and moaning about stuff. And test. What the fuck
minute,
is
man.
This line in shit? What is this
shit?
Wait a minute, man.
Wait, oh, wait, this is going to be funny, man. Wait.
Hey, man.
All right, the other thing we got to do here. Dr. Ed Elkind.
Why? God damn you.
Oh, man, yeah. Okay, that's yeah. that. How much
that's
time
what
we got,
happened,
man?
That's what happened. I turned the fucking compression off. That's why I wasn't getting any level today. How do you like that shit? What a stupid cunt you are, Hendry. Hey.
Woo!
Wait a minute. Sorry.
Oh, I know what
Hey. Testing 1, 2, 3. You are one dumb cunt. Oh, man. No wonder, dude. Where was I anyway? What was I talking about? Oh, who gives a shit?
We're gonna Nothing do that we hide yeah. here on the show. Unless you're going to ask me. From Coma Elliptic, the Coma Machine.
Hey, what's with this fucked up goddamn...
You teach us what it was.
Oh, that sucks.
This is Bad Thing from Periphery.
I love metal. I just fucking love it. I just love it. Maybe it's because I'm still a wounded teenager or something. I think deep inside of me is a deeply wounded teenager. But having said that, that's why I think I like metal. Still like it. Pardon me while I just get undressed. No, I'm kidding. I just 1, 2, 3. I'm just very grateful that I figured out what went wrong. Okay, now.
Long one, no one watching TV. You know, here it is.
Yes, that's right. The same.
There we go.
All right, man. So, let's get this show on the road.
Yeah, this is a great mystery. It's from new one.
Here it is.
Okay, just gold bar.
Pretty clear on that now.
So this is a lot of four years ago.
The music you play, Phil.
Set, go. Yeah, this is 4 years ago, 5 years ago, four years ago. Yeah, the 25th, the spring of 20, the spring. I was in the throes of my romance with Lauren. Yes. Yes, how well I remember it. It was the spring of 2015. We had just gotten Thunder in our home. Thunder was a year and a half old. She was a little black and white kitten, just curious as shit about everything, which she still is. And Lauren and I were in the passionate throes of our romance. And what were we doing? We were doing a lot of traveling, you know. Not anywhere exotic. We went to Canada the preceding summer, saw my cousins. And by the fall, spring. Oh, then we went to the El Encanto up in Santa Barbara. Then we went to Big Sur a couple times that year. I don't think in May we didn't. Oh, we celebrated her birthday, and it was a bummer for her. For some reason, her birthday that year, she was pissed off. She was pissed off at something. We went to Manhattan Beach with her friends. She didn't like what I was wearing. I remember she was all bummed. She was just like, I think she was, you know, dissatisfied hanging with, I think she was very unhappy that she was with a guy who was so sexually, you know, fantastic and yet so old. So she was torn, you know. Oh, well, I'm fucking around. No, she just didn't have a good birthday. Then, what else was going on? Oh, I was starting out with my whole Phil Hendry and Friends at the Improv. We did the two, we're in Playing House that year, a couple episodes of Playing House. I hit on this thing, man. I hit on this kind of mind revolution. This last fucking 13 years since the end of Me and Maria, and really the end of my days at Premiere and the end of my radio show, has been this laborious and torturous exploration of just exactly where do I belong, you know? I really believe that I felt while I was married that I wasn't where I should be. And I really felt that when I was doing that radio show, somehow I wasn't where I was supposed to be. Really, honestly. That I needed to be somewhere else, man. That I needed to be doing something else. It sounds nuts, but that's how I felt. And that's how I still feel. And every day since then has been this stop and start. But I think I'm finally on track. And the thing of it is, I realize what a steep fucking climb I have ahead of me to get to do all the things that I want to do. So, I don't know. I don't want to sound too heavy, but I think that's what you got to do. To the extent that anybody out there listening to me is interested in making a dream come true, you cannot give up. You just cannot give up. And if you don't, you will find everything you want, but you can't quit. And it's really easy to fall back on old habits. It's easy to fall back on old angers and old resentments. It's easy to just go back to those comfortable ways that we used to think, you know, where this person's fault and that person's fault. This, you can't do that, man. You got to start with this premise. I chose my fucking path. Even if you were fucked over by the world, you chose those relationships, you know? I'm talking about adults now. I'm not talking about some poor baby that, you know, some little child that is just has not had a say in anything, you know? All right, so I think I know what I'm doing. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure that I've said anything that's all that congruent tonight. But just remember, and it's not the same. All right, so this is a show featuring Don Mixa and Don Berman at the something, the Sea Bass in Kihei, Maui, Hawaii. Willie Ohoa is the owner of the club, and a conflict starts having to do with Don Mixa's breath. That is tonight's show, Encore, from May 14th, 2004, and let me just make sure that our Audacity is indeed rolling. I know it is, but I just want to make sure because, you know, people will say, you didn't have Audacity, Ryan. Now, hello, Yellow. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2. I don't get the whole. I don't know what's going on here, man. And it's not the same. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I guess you can always pot the mic up.
You can always turn your microphone up, Phil.
All right, man. I think I'm groovy.